Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi again, and welcome back to Happy Hour. And today we have in our studio, Alan again. Hi, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
And today, Alan and I were going to talk to you about something very, very special. First of all, let me ask you a question.Have you noticed that the cinema is back in business?
Yes, I've seen all the adverts, and I've seen some of the movies that they're bringing out as well. Mm-hmm. Quite a few older films.
Yeah, for example, the very first Harry Potter.
Goodness, that... I don't even know how many years that's been, to be honest.
I forgot as well. Have you watched all the Harry Potter films or read Harry Potter books?
To be perfectly honest,
mm-hmm.
No.But it does look interesting, though.
Mm. Today's topic, you're going to be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about the story of Harry Potter, but rather a specific part of the film and the books. Have you noticed that in Harry Potter, a lot of the spells, the curses, they're not English, they are Latin?
Yes, I've noticed. I believe that you can actually buy a copy of Harry Potter in Latin.
全拉丁文写的哈利波特 Don't think I'll be able to read it. So as you might be able to guess, today our topic is going to be the Latin words in Harry Potter.
Okay.
And the reason why I've invited Alan to the studio is because, Alan, you studied classics in university.
Yep. Just the same as J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter,She studied French and classics at university.
Oh.
I studied classics.
So when you say you studied classics, mm-hmm. what do you actually study?
When we say we study classics, that means you studied Latin and ancient Greek.
Wow.
So you studied the two languages, and also you might study maybe another ancient language as well, like Hebrew. But...Most of the time, it's you're studying Latin and ancient Greek. So you're studying the language, the culture, the history, and also the literature as well.
Sounds like one of those fields that's going to make you very cultured and wise. 就是很有文化那种。
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't make you very rich. it's one of those subjects that is becoming less popular nowadays, unfortunately.
So let's get back to Harry Potter. Why Latin? Yeah, like you said, Rowling, she obviously got a background in classics. But what else? Why did she use so much Latin in her books?
Latin is pretty much everywhere, even though it is quite an old language and people don't really speak it nowadays. It's the basis of many, many European languages. So, for example, Spanish...French, Italian, and other languages as well. They all come from Latin. English has lots of Latin influence.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah.
And I've noticed something else. I watch a lot of horror shows. For example, I watch a lot of Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are trying to call for the demon, summon the demons, or when they try to drive the demon away, they will always speak Latin. What is that about?
Well, it's linked to the church.
So,
for example, Roman Catholicism, they use Latin as a working language. So lots of prayers, lots of texts are still written in Latin.
Even till now?
Even till now.
就是天主教这边还是有很多拉丁文的。像这种驱魔呀什么都是拉丁文进行的。
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's also because Latin just has that air of mystery linked with, you know,magic.
Yeah. So, for example, it's the language of alchemy as well.
Alchemy. Turning things into gold.
Yeah. But it's also the language of the intellectuals. Up until the 18th century, if you were an intellectual, you spoke and wrote and read in Latin.
So speaking Latin in the past and now shows that you have a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
That's the background of using Latin in Harry Potter books. Now let us actually focus on some of the real examples. Let's look at the names first. Names of some of these characters. I don't know if you have noticed, many people have very peculiar and Latin-sounding names.
Yes, I've noticed there's a few Latin names there.
For example, the head of Hogwarts School, Albus Dumbledore. Dumbledore 校长, Albus, what does that mean in Latin?
Albus means white.
Oh, perhaps it's the white beard.
Yeah.
Or maybe the fact that he is a good person. He's in white magic.
Yeah, it could be.
And then the Maggie Smith character, Minerva McGonagall, 麦格教授. Minerva, if I remember correctly, is a goddess.
Yep. Minerva is the goddess of war and also the goddess of wisdom. The idea of someone being called Minerva, it's somebody who's very wise, ultimately nice...quite powerful. Minerva is the Latin Roman name for Athena.
其实哦，就是雅典娜，只不过是罗马的这边管她叫 Minerva.
Yeah.
And I think Professor M definitely deserves Minerva.
Hmm.
And a slightly scarier Professor Severus Snape. Snape 教授 His name is Severus.
Severus, yeah. Severus means severe or serious.Or stern.
That perfectly describes his character, I think.
But the funny thing is, in Latin, that's actually seen as a positive thing. If you call someone
Severus
or severe, it's actually making them sound like they're very righteous, they're very upright.
So they liked that sort of character.
Yeah.
One thing that always amuses me is Professor Remus Lupin.Just listen to the name, Remus Lupin, 鲁平教授. Lupin actually means wolf in
yeah.
Latin.
And in that, he's a werewolf, isn't he?
Yes. So I thought that's a bit obvious. And Remus, that sounds familiar, that name.
Yeah. Remus is also linked to wolves as well. It's the story of Romulus and Remus. So the two brothers that founded Rome.
Ah.就是罗马建成的 那两个小孩子就狼为大的那两个小孩子的故事
Yeah.
One of them is Remus, Remus Lupin, Wolf Wolf.
Yeah.
Other very interesting names include Ludovic or Ludo Backman. Ludo,、mm-hmm. let me think.
Is he something to do with games by any chance?
Yes, he is the head of magical games.
That's because Ludo means I play or games.
Very obvious. And another person always makes me laugh is Pomona Sprout.
She must be something to do with plants.
She is the professor of herbology, 就是草药课的这个教授 Pomona Sprout.
Well, Pomona was the Roman goddess of fertility, abundance, fertile things like fertile crops.
就是丰收的女神. That's why he's doing herbology, planting things.
And also sprout.As well.
We say plants sprouting.
Yeah.
植物发芽萌芽在英文里就叫 sprout. So Pomona Sprout is like a double whammy of wordplay.
Yeah.
I've noticed that Rowling is very interested in wordplay, and I'm sure she thoroughly enjoyed writing the books. He's doing all these plays, wordplays.
They're little kind of inside jokes.
So maybe for kids, they focus just on the magic, but as an adult,、mm-hmm. especially if you have a bit of knowledge in Latin,Reading these books, it probably tickle you.
Yeah.
A little bit. And then, of course, the main baddie, Voldemort.、
Mm-hmm.
Voldemort is not Latin, though.
No, but it's quite close. It's actually from French.
Voldemort. So, fly from...
Death.
Death. Perhaps it's because he's so hard to kill.
Could be. But it's always like more, you know, Anything that ends in more is always about death. It's about things that are dangerous.
And one of Harry's schoolmates, I'm sure a lot of you remember and dislike, Draco Malfoy. What is the origin of his name, Draco Malfoy?
Well, Draco is the Latin word for dragon.
Dragon. And in the West, dragon is not necessarily a good thing, is it?
No, far from it. And...Malfoy, I think that's actually probably also from French. Malfoy.
Bad faith. Basically, this is not a well-meaning person.
Yeah.
Now from names of characters, let's move on to actual spells.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many spells, but let's focus on a few very commonly used spells in the book and in the movies. The simplest one that I remember is Akio.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you need something, you don't need to go and get it. You just say Akio something. Akio book. And then you get the book.
Yeah.
这是一个召唤咒。
That's from Latin. It means I call or I summon, I send for.
I summon.
Yeah.
Ah, 召唤. Don't you just want to have that, the ability to cast that spell?
I have to admit, that does sound pretty cool.
A cold winter morning, and then you don't want to get out of bed, and then just say, Akio close or Akio remote control coffee.
Well, I think you have to be quite lazy if you're kind of trying to summon your remote control.
And another very simple one is when they try to put up a shield,
mm-hmm.
they say protego.
Yep, protego is the Latin word I protect.
I could have guessed that.
Yep.
铁甲咒,盔甲护身, protego.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rewatching the very first Harry Potter movie, I noticed the very first spell they have learned is Wingardium Leviosa.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sound of that. The so-called levitation charm, 悬浮咒. How does that link with Latin?
Well, Leviosa is related to lift, so levitate, or levi is levi, sorry, I should say, is Latin for to lift. Wingardium is a bit of a mashup. It's what we would call pig Latin.
So it's not real.
It's not really that real, no. So wing, obviously like bird wings, is English.
So trying to add things towards the end to make it sound more ancient.
Yeah, it's, as I say, it's what we call pig Latin.
Mm. And let's move on to some attack spells.
Okay.
Like Petrificus Totalis. Can you guess? Since you said you didn't read that much Harry Potter.
Petri is stone. So ficus, that sounds like it comes from facio, which is make. Petrificus Totalis is to make someone into stone. Totalis means
total.
Yeah.
I noticed that the way you pronounce Latin is very different from my way of pronouncing it. I pronounce it in the English way, I guess.
I pronounce it in kind of a slightly older version. So this is how Latin probably would have sounded 2,000 years ago.
Let's try the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Petrificus Totalis.
Petrificus Totalis.
You can see the difference. Mm-hmm. 这就是统统石化咒。What about Sanctum Sempra? When I was watching the film, I found this to be really scary curse.
Mm-hmm. That's also quite easy. Sanctum is cutting, and Sempra is always.
Cutting always? Like forever, maybe?
It can be forever, or can be always, or it can also be often as well sometimes.
Mm. 这个在中文里叫神风无影。If you know Harry Potter, you know this is like kind of like an invisible sword cutting you from inside.
Yeah.
It's a really vicious spell.
Sounds pretty horrible.
Yeah, well, Harry used it on Draco once. The next one is an even scarier curse. It's Crucio. And this is what they call the unforgivable curses. Really extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And 中文它叫钻心挖骨,钻心咒。What does that have to do with crucio or the Latin roots?
Crucio is the Latin word for torture. So I torture or I crucify.
So it's from crucifixion, crucify. 就是钉十字架。
Yeah.
Ah, so it actually has a religious background.
Well, not just a religious background. In this context, crucifixion was seen as a torture. So they just have the same word. So, for example, if someone says they're in pain, they say that they are in excruciating pain. It's the same word.
Excruciating, crucio.
Mm.
Mm. Very interesting. And, of course, one of Harry's favorite, Expelliarmus.
Mm-hmm. That's quite an easy one. Let's see if I can guess. Mm-hmm. So armus or armor, that would be weapons or arms.
Mm-hmm.
And expeller means to drive or force out.
So what would you say this would do?
It sounds like a spell to get rid of someone's weapons.
Exactly.
To disarm someone.
Yes. This spell is used to disarm your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chinese, it's translated into 除你武器 Expelliarmus.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good translation.
Very good. After all of these, it just makes me feel like if you learn a little bit of Latin, then not only can you learn more English words, but you can also perhaps understand more the world of magic.
Yeah, pretty much. Even though, as I said before, that not many people speak Latin anymore, it really is the basis of a lot of our culture. It's a bit similar to Chinese, that if you really want to understand China, having a bit of a knowledge of classical Chinese is really, really helpful.
Hmm. So all you big kids out there, practice your Latin, so maybe you can become a wizard yourself.
Absolutely. If you get the pronunciation just right, let us know if they work.
If those spells, hopefully not curses, work. And if you're a Harry Potter fan, or if you know some Latin words, or if you remember some of the other spells and curses in Harry Potter series, leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye. 今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG3。 我们在酒馆等你。